airbags may not inflate. The problem is not with the airbags themselves this time, but with a sensor that sends a signal to deploy in a crash. The airbag may not inflate or it may not fully inflate, plus the seat belts may not tighten. Dealers will fix the Toyotas involved in the recall. Alex Stone, EBC News.
General Motors has taken the wraps off a prototype of a self-driving electric vehicle that could be used by a ride-sharing service. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory in effect as we'll continue with rain and snow showers upper 30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, scattered rain showers, then scattered rain and snow overnight in the lower 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow likely in the mid 30s with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, scattered snow showers, lows around 24. And Friday, mostly cloudy, we'll see highs at 31 degrees. Right now, it's 32.
Maybe slick again this morning, 32 degrees with a mix of precipitation overnight. Be advised, all of the Kansas side schools are closed today. Nebraska schools running 2 hours late. With a 2 hour late start at Diller Odell and Southern, the following districts are closed: USD 108, Washington County, USD 113, Prairie Hills, including Axtell, USD 115, Nemaha Central, USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn is closed, as well as Marysville, USD 364. USD 379, Clay County. No school at Frankfort Centralia, USD 380. Blue Valley, USD 384. And Valley Heights, USD 498. Again, all of the Kansas side schools are closed today, including Highland Community College at Baileyville. 2 hour late start, buses run accordingly at Diller Odell and Southern. No public transportation for the Marshall County Agency on Aging today, and no senior meal sites in Marshall County will be in operation. Washington County senior citizen meal sites, including Friendly Corners and the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, will be closed as well today with no delivery.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Wednesday. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says a sheriff's deputy shot and wounded a man following a vehicle chase in central Kansas yesterday. The agency says the man was shot along Kansas Highway 96 near Rush Center. The shooting occurred after a Ness County sheriff's deputy pursued a vehicle. The male suspect was taken to a hospital, his condition not immediately available. The KBI says no deputies were hurt in the incident. No further information was released. The University of Kansas is allowing beer and wine sales at a restaurant in the Memorial Union. The Impromptu Cafe in the Union began selling beer and wine yesterday. David Moosey, director of the Union, said the cafe is the only place on campus where alcohol is sold in a retail setting. He says it's a way to test the waters for businesses on campus that could sell alcohol. Moosey says he wants to use the alcohol sales in the Union to promote safe drinking habits. Mid-America Network News.
Cover crops are something we understand. Whether you're trying to improve your soil health, build a blend to... Cover crop, we can blend it to meet your needs by using spring, summer, and fall annuals to get the maximum production from every acre. Give Kaufman Seeds a call at 800-634-2836.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Abortion opponents and abortion rights supporters have packed the Kansas legislature's largest committee room, and two panels are reviewing a proposal for overturning a state Supreme Court decision protecting abortion rights. Anti-abortion groups want to amend the Kansas Constitution to declare that it does not grant a right to abortion and to allow lawmakers to enact restrictions. The state Supreme Court declared last year that access to abortion is a fundamental right under the Kansas Bill of Rights. If the measure before lawmakers yesterday were approved by two-thirds majorities in both chambers, it would go on the August primary election ballot. A lawmaker who made national headlines for switching to the Democratic Party has ended her campaign for a state Senate seat and will run for re-election to the House instead. Representative Stephanie Clayton of Overland Park said yesterday that Democratic Governor Laura Kelly encouraged her last week to drop out of the race. I'm Rick Everett with your Wednesday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A Nebraska man who was acquitted for a murder charge has been imprisoned for conspiring to commit a robbery in Hastings. Daniel Hardin was sentenced yesterday to 40 to 44 years. He was charged with first-degree murder, a weapons count, and conspiracy to commit robbery, but jurors convicted him only of the robbery charge. He was accused of shooting to death Jose Hansen in September of 2017. Prosecutors had said that Hardin and another man, Deontay Mullen, tried to rob Hansen, and Hansen was shot in the back. Mullen awaits sentencing to take place on February 11th. Nebraska's top business groups have endorsed two bills designed to help low-income people transition from part-time to full-time jobs. The bills seek to eliminate the so-called cliff effect in public benefit programs, an unintended consequence of state law that discourages recipients from seeking higher-paying jobs. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts was a guest at a town hall meeting in Beatrice on Friday. Ricketts talked about strong economic growth in recent years, adding to reserves in the Nebraska budget.
Despite the challenges we faced last year, our state continued to grow. In October, we added on 15,000 jobs, which was the highest year-over-year growth in jobs we'd seen since 2015. Our state's GDP outgrew the rest of the nation. We grew faster than the rest of the nation. We received the Governor's Cup for the most economic development projects per capita of any state in the country. And those economic development projects, those investments in our state, are what helped create the job opportunities. Because we saw that economic growth, we also saw that we finished up our last fiscal year in a very strong way. We added $176 million into our cash reserve at the end of the year. The Financial Forecasting Board met and added $266 million to our forecast for this fiscal year and next, putting us in a strong position to address the state's number one issue, which is property tax.
Ricketts went on to further detail his property tax plan for relief to property taxpayers in the Cornhusker State.
With our increase of revenues, we have opportunity to do more in this legislative session. And so what I proposed to the legislature was $500 million in additional property tax relief over the next 3 years. What we're proposing is creating a foundation aid package, which would be a per student package of additional aid. And while doing that, bring valuations down from 75%, where agriculture is today, down to 55%. And then for homeowners, bring it down from 100% to 85%. There's still a lot of details to be worked out. One of the things we want to make sure is that school districts are held harmless through this process. So we don't want school districts to be losing money through this. So we've got to come up with a way to be able to do it. And as you can imagine, that can be complicated. And so trying to make sure we're accommodating the needs of all of our 244 school districts is part of the challenge in getting the details of this bill worked out.
Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts commenting during a town hall meeting in Beatrice Friday. A pair of injury accidents were reported in Washington County January 10th. Asa Layden of Washington went through an intersection into a ditch on U.S. 36 at K-15. The driver was transported to the Washington County Hospital and faces charges including DUI, expired registration, no seatbelt, and no insurance. In another accident, Mary White of Hanover lost control on icy roads. Her vehicle rolled on K-148, a half mile north of 22nd Road. The driver was transported to Hanover Hospital. Marshall County recycling collection is suspended this week due to the weather and will resume Monday. This includes 24/7 drop-off, recycling, and pickups. A public information meeting Wednesday evening on the proposed jail expansion project in Marshall County begins at 6 p.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Marysville Public Library is featuring a free program on podcasting this Thursday at noon at the library in Marysville.
Maybe slick again this morning, 32 degrees with a mix of precipitation overnight. Be advised all of the Kansas side schools are closed today. Nebraska schools running 2 hours late. With a 2 hour late start at Diller Odell and Southern, the following districts are closed: USD 108, Washington County, USD 113, Prairie Hills, including Axtell, USD 115, Nemaha Central, USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn is closed, as well as Marysville, USD 364, USD 379, Clay County. No school at Frankfort Centralia, USD 380, Blue Valley, USD 384, and Valley Heights, USD 498. Again, all of the Kansas side schools are closed today, including Highland Community College at Baileyville. 2 hour late start, buses run accordingly at Diller Odell and Southern. No public transportation for the Marshall County Agency on Aging today, and no senior meal sites in Marshall County will be in operation. Washington County senior citizen meal sites, including Friendly Corners and the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, will be closed as well today with no delivery. Marvin J. Dewey, age 78, of Hollenburg, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 8. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Dewey. Laverna J. Hattersall, age 89, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Rural Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Laverna Hattersall. Arliss Wendland, age 90, of Randolph, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Fancy Creek Zion United Methodist Church. Burial in the Peach Grove Cemetery. Family will receive friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Anderis Fifely Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Arliss Wendland.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, upper-level system is producing some wintry weather, a little bit of everything across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. This whole entire system will continue to push off towards the east pretty slowly, which is going to bring ongoing chances for wintry mixed snow showers and rain across the central and into the east-central parts of the Midwest all the way through the end of the week. It looks like across the upper parts of the Midwest, we'll be missing the storm. Some areas will see just a little bit of some snow showers across parts of Minnesota and into Wisconsin. It looks like finally, as we head into the weekend, we'll see dry weather, and we're definitely seeing a nice warm-up that will continue all the way into the weekend. So across the area, winter weather advisory as we'll continue with rain and snow showers in the upper 30s. We'll see daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches. Tonight, scattered rain showers and rain and snow, low at 31. For tomorrow, snow likely in the mid-30s, and tomorrow night we'll continue with snow. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late January, 40. Record high on this date, 59 in 2002. The average low, 18, and the record low is 2 degrees in 2008. Sunset this evening, 5:34. Sunrise in the morning at 7:42. 32 degrees right at the freezing mark with a light mix of precipitation in the air. It's slushy outside, but still maybe slick underneath. We're hearing some of the highways and the roads are still being cleared, and they may be slick and hazardous. As we hover right around this freezing mark, be advised travel will still be a challenge today. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 22nd of January. KNDY News Time is 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Malice and Allen Fieldhouse while Jeter and Walker get their Cooperstown calls. Everybody, Brian Clark reporting on sports. A brawl marred the end of the Kansas-Kansas State basketball game. The melee was triggered after Jayhawks forward Silvio D'Souza was stripped by DeJuan Gordon but recovered to block the shot, then stood over Gordon. Jayhawks coach Bill Self said after the game,
"That was an embarrassment by on our part for the role that we played in it, there will be consequences."
Final score was 81-60 Kansas. New York Yankees shortstop and five-time World Series champ Derek Jeter came one vote shy of a unanimous election into the Baseball Hall of Fame. But he said on MLB Network,
"When you start off your career, you're never thinking about the Hall of Fame. I mean, this is the highest honor that can be given to any individual that plays this game. And speechless."
Outfielder Larry Walker joins Jeter in the class of 2020. Former world number one Caroline Wozniacki's tennis career will last at least one more match after she beat Diana Yastremska 7-5, 7-5 in the second round of the Australian Open.
"It's a tournament where I've always had crowd support, so it just feels even more special because it's even more now. So, I feel just lucky to be out there."
Wozniacki announced in December she would retire after this Australian Open, the only major she's ever won. 15-year-old American Coco Gauff overcame early struggles. She lost the first set to Sorana Kirstea, but rallied for a 4-6, 6-3, 7-5 win. That victory sets up another showdown with Naomi Osaka, who beat Gauff in straight sets at the U.S. Open last August. Novak Djokovic punched his ticket to the third round. He beat Tatsuma Ito 6-1, 6-4, 6-2. Tonight, the first overall pick in last year's draft, Zion Williamson, expected to make his NBA debut for the Pelicans against the Spurs. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville boys win over Horton 84-17, advancing to the semifinals Thursday at 5:30. Marysville plays Falls City. Number 5 seed Falls City knocked off St. Mary's Academy 48-36. Atchison over Jackson Heights 49-28. Twin Valley Lake tournament action at Washington County. In girls' consolation action, Wetmore beat Onega 42-21. Troy took Axtell 57-49. And in boys' play, it was Wetmore over Onega 66-36. Troy beat Donovan West 61-46.
Contact Inline Construction of Marysville for a new farm or commercial building. Inline can help plan and design a structure to fit all your needs. Total packages available, including concrete. Call the guys today, 562-5525. Inline Construction, providing quality work at reasonable prices.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A new poll shows farmers still supporting President Trump. The survey results say 83% of people in agriculture approve of his job performance. That's the highest level of support Trump has received from respondents in a poll from Farm Journal. The survey of almost 1,300 people took place before President Trump spoke at the Farm Bureau convention. 64% of respondents strongly approve his job performance. 19% say they somewhat approve, and just 13% strongly disapprove of his job performance. The affirmation came after U.S. and China signed a Phase 1 trade deal, and U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement made it through both chambers of Congress and onto the president's desk. The agreement with China calls for the Asian nation to purchase $36 billion of U.S. ag products in 2020 and more than $43 billion in 2021. Ag Secretary is talking about his willingness to make changes in National Ag Statistics Service method for crop data collection. 2019 had many challenges and several farmers openly questioning the crop projections that were coming from NAS throughout the year. Well, Secretary Perdue admits that he had some concerns about the crop reports and the survey methods that the Statistics Service was using. He said, in fact, it was kind of a paranoia in light of all the preventive planning and the other kinds of things that were falling on us, he said. Got a little conspiratorial, too, thinking that NAS was also out to get us. He thinks that the NAS numbers that took the market by surprise back in June may have been more correct than the market ultimately was in its reaction. But it doesn't mean Perdue thinks the methodology for estimating crop size couldn't be improved. He said they're open to all kinds of ideas. It's Ag News. I'm Ken Rogers. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Briefly, let's recap on how things finished up yesterday after the extended holiday weekend. Corn futures were lower following the extended weekend break. Soy market lost double-digit numbers to start the week. Wheat came out of the holiday break with a couple of gains, and the cotton falls 200 points. Live cattle futures stayed mixed at the Tuesday close. Feeder cattle futures closed in the red with losses as much as 27 to 32 cents in the front months. CME feeder cattle index was down 23 cents. Afternoon box beef prices were lower yesterday. The listed choice boxes at $214.51, that's down 13 cents. And select boxes were down a penny at $213.47. Front month futures for lean hogs were down 27 to 35 cents yesterday at the close. Back to this morning's number.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The dairy industry continues to struggle, is probably a good word to insert there. Although there are some bright spots. One of those is fluid milk. We'll talk more about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
There have certainly been some big generational challenges to the fluid milk business recently. Almond milk, oat milk, soy milk, all kinds of nut milk. But Andy Fallman, who's an analyst with Rice Dairy in Chicago, says the fluid milk business is making a big comeback.
You know, I actually think there's going to be some pretty positive change here for the fluid space. In Class 1, you start to see more folks throw their hat in the ring and bring some products to the table that I think are really value add. You know, you think about things like Fairlife, Organic Valley Ultra, A2, all bringing products that are starting to grow in demand. Things that are, you know, like lactose-free, higher protein milks. You know, my son, he loves a glass of Fairlife chocolate milk. You put it in front of him, he's going to eat his vegetables too. So I think there's a lot of positive change for Class 1. And there's a different way they're actually going to be able to price it as well here. And I think it's going to make it a little bit easier for folks to not only forecast, but budget as well. Recently, Class 1 changed the way they're pricing. And so before it was always the higher of the two prices between class three and class four. Now it's an average of the two plus a static premium that they'll always get. And so before, you never actually knew what the price was going to be moving forward, or really what the contract that was going to be priced off of. Was it class three? Was it class four? It was always the higher of the two. But now it's an average between the two, again, plus it's a 74 cent premium. So it makes it a lot easier for folks to be able to hedge it and budget accordingly out forward.
The marketing of fluid milk, finding fluid milk, is probably easier than ever. It's probably still in every school in America, plus in drugstores and, of course, supermarkets.
Absolutely. I mean, you really just hit on all three, right? And, you know, you think about it, too. You go down to the grocery store, and it's always in the very back of the grocery store, right? You have to travel through the entire grocery store to be able to actually get to the milk. I think it's the product that more people are continuing to buy. And again, with all the different, you know, outlets that they have between all those different products that are coming online, I believe it's, again, higher demand at the grocery store level is starting to pick up, as well as restaurants. You know, restaurant sales are up 3.5% between full service and quick service. And you're starting to see more of those folks, you know, have like the small bottles of, say, like Fairlife, for example, sitting in the fridge.
Andy Fallman of Rice Dairy in Chicago, an analyst there, and also he writes the daily newsletter for ricedairy.com. More with Andy tomorrow, and we'll talk about these big dairy businesses that have gone bankrupt recently. Back after this.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
By the way, have you had your milk today? Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 32 degrees, cloudy, overcast, and a mix of precipitation continues and will likely continue at least through the morning hours. Most of the eastern half of Kansas seeing some spotty precipitation. The eastern third of Nebraska, along with south-central Nebraska, north-central Kansas, still some pretty good areas of precipitation indicated by radar. And that is creating additional travel conditions today that are difficult. We even understand the highways. Unless they're cleared, the highways are difficult in many areas. As a result, we have a growing list of weather-related postponements and cancellations. Temperature not expected to hover much from the freezing mark. Low to mid-30s today for a high, and then dropping back again below the freezing mark a bit overnight may refreeze. It's going to be slick and tough again today. Maybe slick again this morning, 32 degrees with a mix of precipitation overnight. Be advised, all of the Kansas side schools are closed today. Nebraska schools running 2 hours late. With a 2-hour late start at Diller Odell and Southern, the following districts are closed: USD 108, Washington County, USD 113, Prairie Hills, including Axtell, USD 115, Nemaha Central, USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn is closed, as well as Marysville, USD 364. USD 379, Clay County. No school at Frankfort Centralia, USD 380. Blue Valley, USD 384. And Valley Heights, USD 498. Again, all of the Kansas side schools are closed today, including Highland Community College at Baileyville. 2-hour late start, buses run accordingly at Diller Odell and Southern. No public transportation for the Marshall County Agency on Aging today, and no senior meal sites in Marshall County will be in operation. Washington County senior citizen meal sites, including Friendly Corners and the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, will be closed as well today with no delivery.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Baylor leaped over Gonzaga and into the number one spot in the AP Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll this week. That marks the seventh team that's been atop the top 25 this season. In fact, that matches a record set in 1983 for the most number ones in the history of the poll that dates back to the 1948-49 season. Baylor received 33 first-place votes, Gonzaga 31, Kansas, undefeated San Diego State, and Florida State replaced Duke, Auburn, and Butler in the top five after those three schools each lost a pair of games last week. After back-to-back losses, Wichita State fell out of the top 25, but the Shockers got more votes than any other unranked team. tonight.
An absolute rout for the Marysville Bulldogs, defeating the Horton Chargers, tipping off the Thunder Classic Tuesday at Seneca. Marysville outscored Horton by double digits all four quarters en route to an 84-17 win. 11 of 12 Marysville players scored, led by Matt Holley with 19 points, Dalton Denner and Gavin Peachell with 10 apiece, as Marysville improved to 8-1, undefeated thus far in January. Horton was overwhelmed. Craig Wasser, their lead scorer, had 7 points. No one else with more than two. It was Marysville 84, Horton 17, as the Bulldogs advanced to the winner's bracket semifinals, tipping off at Seneca Thursday at 5:30. We'll have it live on TNDY AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Reporting for TNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville boys win over Horton 84-17, advancing to the semifinals Thursday at 5:30. Marysville plays Falls City. Number 5 seed Falls City knocked off St. Mary's Academy 48-36. Atchison over Jackson Heights 49-28. Twin Valley Lake tournament action at Washington County. In girls' consolation action, Wetmore beat Onega 42-21. Troy took Axtell 57-49. And in boys' play, it was Wetmore over Onega 66-36. Troy beat Donovan West 61-46. Live continuing coverage of the Twin Valley Lake Tournament continues Thursday at Washington County. It's the boys' semifinals as Valley Heights meets Frankfort at 6. Axtell tips off with Hanover at 7:30. Friday in girls' tournament action, it's Frankfort and Centralia at 6. Valley Heights in Washington County at 7:30. All those semifinal round games live on KNDY FM 95.5. Marysville meets Falls City in boys tournament action from Seneca Thursday. Tip off at 5:30, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. All our games on air, online, and on our mobile app.
We hear it every year. The days are growing longer, so why isn't it getting warmer? We've got the cold, hard facts on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Well, the holidays have come and gone, but I guess health coverage wasn't the best purchase I made for the new year. I'm paying way too much.
Have you tried Kansas Farm Bureau health plans?
No, what's that?
They're a new health care provider. They can lower your deductibles, save you money, and they have way more options than just marketplace plans.
I'm in.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
With lower deductibles and lower premiums, plus the largest...